It's interesting and challenging at the same time, but the UN family is very supportive. So at the end of the day, because we are well trained back home when you come into the mission, and with all this support, it's just one family doing their work, working very hard to promote peace and build the structures and the environment for peace in the Darfur region.
And how many other women police officers are there working in Darfur?
Currently, I have about 16% of my deployment being IPOs, and the formed police units are slightly less. They are about 2%, which out of the 13 FPUs comprising about 1,820, only 2% are women. And for the IPOs, individual police officers, we have a total of 1,530. And of those, only 16% is female IPOs.
Is it important to get more women police officers on the ground in Darfur?
Very much so. And that's why this conference is so important, this summit, because it gives us this opportunity to plead with the delegates who are here to provide us with more female police officers. You will realize that our mandate is provision of protection to the IDPs, and you'll find that most of the IDPs in the IDP camps are females. And you realize also that this cultural dimension in Darfur, where you have to respect their culture, and for male IPOs to be interacting so much with the females is not really very much acceptable to them. That's why we would need a greater number of female officers. If it could be managed, we would really appreciate, and we are really pleading with the delegates who are here, if they can take it upon themselves when they get back home, support our mission and bring in more women on board.
What are the other challenges that you face? I understand sexual abuse is a big issue there.
Yes, it is. You'll find that women are very vulnerable, and children, they are very vulnerable. That's why I was saying that we need to capacitate. Generally, they have not much of rights, can I say that in quotes? So we are trying to empower them to get to understand that they have rights, they are human rights. They cannot be exploited, they cannot be abused. And if they are, they should report to the police, who should take action to ensure that the perpetrators are brought to book.
What additional skills can women bring that perhaps men, male police officers can't bring?
You know, there's this woman touch, this understanding, this ability to talk and provide the necessary empathy. The males have it as well. We don't take that away. They can listen, they can provide empathy. But because of the cultural background that I was talking about, they are freer. They have been socialized not to interact so much with the males. They interact more amongst the women. So while we allow them to get the time to be able to even maybe interact fully with males, they have this opportunity with the international individual police officers to tell them their story, to hear and be sensitized, be empowered, so that they make peace their own need, and they should work for it, and they should drive for it, so that they can be peace in Darfur, and they can be able to protect themselves from abuse and sexual exploitation. You know, there are so many dynamics that are involved, but it is important that once they have the knowledge, I am sure they can better protect themselves, or they will find the means of protecting themselves. They know where the help is for them, and that is very important. And mothers as well, you know, they are the ones who socialize the children. When they understand that they've got these rights, they'll socialize the children to respect the females and the female rights.